No more golf talk, Tommy Tenders. Yeah, no, beat it, Tommy. Hey, Jet Lawrence, nice job. Looks like ever since your motor went, you are on a mission to really, really take this thing home.
Yeah, after Red Bud, I made not a bet, I could say, but I spoke to, I was pissed off. I said to Christian and Dr. G, I said, from now on, I'm winning every race from now on to the end of the season. So I was pissed. I was fuming. Yeah. So far, so good. Washougal, it's a bit of a iffy one. I'm not the best there because a lot more high speed. There's a lot more guys on that high speed stuff that are pretty good and flat track. We'll see how we go. We'll just go for our start again. Then just go from there. Hopefully a bit better with a faster bike and get the suspension underway. We're still test, trying to find that that good setting. But I'm sure we should be fine. Hopefully just get a good start. Then just trying beating with fitness.
I know you've been asked this a lot, but you know you and your brother had some really close battles. What's it like when it's your brother and not, say, Jay Coop?
The biggest thing about Hunter is that I know him, and we're so close in speed where it's so hard to make up time. Like that first moto is literally like just relying on mistakes. Okay, hey, can you just make a mistake to get me close? And when I'd get a bit closer, he'd like retaliate, like, because it was so like yo-yo. He was better here, better there, and it was kind of funny because it was more on our suspension, really. Like my suspension worked better in this section, but then Hunter's didn't. But Hunter's his really turned really nicely out of turn, so I was kind of just like almost not relying on settings a bit. It was just kind of like, okay, where the spots where we're better, we really have to make sure we're better there each lap. So it's definitely a lot harder with Hunter because we're both at similar speed. When we're both up front, we have that clear track.
Red flag today. What's it like for you on a red flag? Like, I don't know, your brother was up front, so he's the one that really got kind of screwed up there. But what was that like for you?
I wasn't too phased. I'm like, okay, I didn't get the best start. I was still up there. I'm like, okay, let's try to just get an even better start. So I'm pretty confident with my starts lately, so that's always a big key with starts, is being confident. And it was similar start, literally probably identical start. It was like fourth or third again, and was just kind of worked my way from there.
I gotta say, I've been here every year, and I see the Star Yamahas yank guys up the mountain. I mean, obviously you're on another level right now, but your bike didn't really look like it got yanked up that hill.
Our motors this year are really strong. I think the Star Yamaha bike, their second gear, the second to clicking third, is a lot longer than ours. So on the start, you can see like we get the jump, and we get out not too bad. Later, mate. We get the jump on them, and we click into third, where they pull us a little bit, and then they click third, and it's like a lot longer gears, where we have a bit longer gears than last year. But our motor's really good. It's good enough to get us. I mean, all I'm looking for is just to be top five every time. I know top five every time. I know I can work my way to the front, hopefully, depending on which track, kind of see, and depending on how good some of the guys feel. But no, it's a bike's unreal this year.
I mean, I don't think you can even compare it to those last year at FC at Geico, right?
Yeah, I mean, FC.
You guys were pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I think those ones, this, we're looking in the wrong spot on that team. So, but hey, they are, I mean, you can't give them too much stuff. I mean, Jeff, Ziggy, and all those, Dan Bentley at that point. I mean, right now, I mean, they're a big, we had to go through them to get to kind of through here. I mean, we didn't really want to go through them. I mean, we would have loved to stay with them, but this sponsor and that stuff in the sport's really major, and those guys gave us the opportunity to come race over here, and so far I feel like we're definitely repaying them in some type of way.
Yeah, I'd agree. Lars and the guys have done a great job with the bike. It looks amazing. This is the best track of the series. That's my opinion. Are you with me?
Not this weekend. Not this weekend.
Hard pack. It was harder.
It was a lot hard. If they would have ripped it, I think it would be better, but they got scared of the rain, I think, yesterday and that stuff, so they end up backblading it, I think, overnight, where I end up just sitting and getting a lot harder, which kind of sucked. But if they would have played it, made it a bit soft, more like a sand track, I think it would have been a lot more fun, a lot more lines, but it is what it is. I think, dude, to be honest, the best track I really think is, like, the more hard pack, like, hilly ones, like Unadilla.
High Point?
High Point, yeah. I was just about to say High Point. I like Ironman. Ironman's a little bit of a kind of more of American-style track with the big jumps and that, but it's still a fun track with the loam. And
so this doesn't even really make your top three?
No.
Wow. I thought I knew you. I thought I really knew you.
Oh, I know who's last. This is sure it's freaking Washougal. That place sucks.
Yeah. I'm not putting that one on there. I'm putting Millville, though.
I don't even make the list. I do. I literally wish it was off the freaking... It's not a bad track. It's just the shadows. Yeah. If they took the trees out and made the track a bit wider and actually ripped it, it would actually make it be a lot more better, a lot more like a pro track. But, I mean, the recent years, they've just gone, like, chicken scratch, and it's like, yeah, sick, we're just flat tracking everywhere. It's supposed to be gnarly. I mean, looks like a local club day. It sucks, but it is what it is.
Good job today.
Thank you.